Joining us now in the KMZU fifth quarter show, Coach Mike Hedrick of the Holden Eagles. They come out on top tonight over the Trenton Bulldogs 14-0. And gosh, you can't say enough about your defense. Is that right, Coach?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, our kids came to play. They knocked on the door a couple times and we kept them out, and we're awful proud of our kids.
Well, I tell you what, Coach, shut out on defense. It moves you to 2-1 on the year. Talk a little bit about the progression that your team has made as we work our way here into week three of the football season.
Well, from the schedule, we started off with a very tough Oak Grove team, and they made us do some things on defense, and we had to play some different kids, and then we turned back around and played Southwest last week, and personnel-wise, it's another whole group of kids, and our kids have responded well, and we've had to put them in some different places, and back to power football tonight versus Coach Boswell's kids, and I'll tell you what, they responded well, and did what we did, you know, did what we asked them to do, and I was very proud of them.
Absolutely. Again, we're joined here by Coach Hedrick of the Holden Eagles, and they moved to 2-1 with a 14-0 victory over the Trenton Bulldogs tonight. Talk a little bit about offense. I know you had the two scores, but were you able to move the football at all?
Yeah, I think we ran for about 300 yards, but their kids came to play as well, and they forced I believe we turned it over three or four times on the special teams in an interception and a couple of fumbles. And I'll tell you what, Coach Boswell's got those kids flying around up there, and they're doing a lot of great things. And whoever gets them next, I mean, they're getting better every week. So they were missing one of their good kids tonight in the backfield, and somebody stepped up right in there, and they got after it. But a great effort on their part.
And we've mentioned the defense several times, and throwing the old shutout tonight. Anybody that really stood out for you?
Well, we've got a kid named Nick Martin who played free safety for us, and he's also our quarterback, and we put him in that position to lead our team on both sides of the ball, and he stepped up tonight and did a great job and was our leading tackler at 12 tackles, and he ran it about 8 or 10 times and threw 7 or 8 passes for completions, and so we pretty much used him as our bell cow, and he did a great job, great response from him, and we put a lot of pressure on the senior kid, and he responded greatly.
Yeah, that's right. A lot of times it's about the X's and O's, but most often it's the Jimmys and Joes, right?
Yes, sir. We'd like to have 3 or 4 of him and 5 or 6 other ones. That'd be great.
I hear you. And so congratulations on the win this week. I know a conference game coming up for you next week. You guys will do battle with Lexington. What do you anticipate in that ball game?
I'll tell you what, I'm not sure what they've got going down there. I believe they may come into town. I'm not sure what they did tonight, but I believe they're undefeated coming into tonight, and I know they're doing some different stuff. They've got a new coach over there, and, you know, anytime you get some guys that are getting some success and they're scoring points and winning games, you know, that's always tough when you got to go there and play them, and like you said, the conference game, and they'll be riled up and ready to roll, and it should be a great game.
All right, again, our guest here on the fifth quarter show, Coach Mike Hedrick of the Holden Eagles, victorious tonight, 14-0 over the Trenton Bulldogs. Coach, listen, I appreciate you giving us a call here tonight, and we'll look forward to hearing from you again next week after the battle with Lexington.
Yes, sir. I appreciate the coverage. Thank you.